Hello, my name is David, and today I will be discussing with you a very important species of bats that take place in Indiana. They are called the Indiana bats, and they really are a important species in our state, or in this state, because they just do a lot for the environment to keep other insects at bay from rising up in the insect population of the surrounding area. But anyways, I will be discussing three things. Why is the bat important, for one? For two, I will be saying what threats does this bat face, for a second one. And the third one will be, how can this bat help to be protected? Now, I will start off with one, which is, why is this bat important? And let's begin. Indiana bats eat a variety of flying insects found along rivers or lakes and uplands. Like all insect-eating bats, they benefit people by consuming insects that are considered pests or otherwise harmful to humans. Their role in insect control is not insignificant. Indiana bats eat up to half their body weight in insects each night. Indiana bats eat up to 3,000 insects per feeding. They are located. They locate insects by emitting high-pitched sounds and waiting for an echo, which allows them to zoom in on a bug's location. The fat reserves accumulated by devouring insects during summer and fall. This allows the bat to sustain itself during hibernation. Indiana bats finally do not hunt in the day. Therefore, they keep the night flying insects from getting overpopulated. They also can find these insects right next to them when the bats are in their caves. Now, that explains why the bat is important, which I also think is very interesting. Now we will move on to what threats does it face. Let's begin this one. White nose syndrome is hurting the bat population and has now been found in 38 caves in Indiana. The Indiana bat was listed as endangered, or was listed on the endangered list in 1967 due to episodes of people disturbing hibernating bats, in caves during winter, resulting in the bat's decline. Commercialization of caves, loss of summer habitat, pesticides, and other contaminants. White nose syndrome, or referred as WNS, is an illness that has killed over a million bats since 2006. When dead and dying bats with the distinctive white nose were first discovered, WNS has spread from New York caves to caves and mines throughout the Northeast, Southeast, and Midwest. Now that explains what threats does the bat face. Now we'll be moving on to my five reasons on why or on how this bat can be protected. Let's begin this one. It is listed as endangered under the current Endangered Species Act of 1973. listing under the Endangered Acts protests, the Indiana bat helps the Indiana bat from harming, harassing, or killing. Public lands like national wildlife refuges, military areas, and U.S. Forest Service lands are managing for the Indiana bats by protesting forests. Forest Service need to size the species of trees or are sizing the species of trees needed by Indiana bats for roosting and providing a supply of dead and dying trees that can be used as roost sites. Caves used for hibernation are being managed to maintain suitable conditions for hibernation and eliminate disturbance. And finally, my last reason is because they are reducing pesticides in order to reduce Indiana bat deaths. Now, that is my bat research that I did on why is this bat important and what threats does this face. And I also did my 5 reasons on how can this bat be protected. I hope you enjoyed. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.